Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The historian Daniel Burstyn, an event he called a pseudo-event. The definition of that explains a deal of these last days and the excitement, the enthusiasm, the obsession with the indictment of a former president of the United States. Dan, a very good evening to you. What is a pseudo-event? This is Daniel Henniger of the Wall Street Journal editorial page writing his Wonderland. What is a pseudo-event, Dan?
Well, a pseudo-event, as described in Daniel Burstyn about 30 years ago when he first identified it, was it's kind of an event for our times, which is to say a manufactured incident or event whose primary purpose, and this is a public or political event, whose primary purpose is simply to attract publicity and media coverage, which in turn is supposed to impose or create a reality around whatever the event consists of. In other words, something that people wouldn't pay attention, probably would not have paid attention to previously, suddenly because of the scale of the media coverage becomes quote unquote real. And I argued this week that what happened in that courtroom in lower Manhattan between prosecutor Alvin Bragg and Donald J. Trump was a pseudo event for the history books.
It only lasted a few hours, but you give us an example that lasted almost 60 days. Occupy Wall Street at Zuccotti Park. You attended it, Dan. What was it? Where did it come from? Was it successful, Occupy Wall Street?
Well, the Occupy movement not only occupied Wall Street, it occupied Village Greens all over the United States and indeed the world. And, you know, the interesting thing is, John, I think people sort of remember there was something called the Occupy movement, but I'll bet you 9 people out of 10 can't remember what the point of it all was. It started indeed in Zuccotti Park in lower Manhattan, and it was called Occupy Wall Street. And it was supposed to in some way protest, I guess, what Wall Street represented. It consisted of basically a tent city that was set up by college students who were living inside their little tents. And it was a mess. It looked like a homeless city, actually. And it was attracted tremendous amounts of publicity and media coverage. It went on and on day after day. And that's precisely what the creators of Occupy Wall Street intended. There was sort of a vague sense that it was about some nefarious thing that was going on Wall Street or in the financial industry, and they were against it. And over time, the expectation is that you get enough negative publicity like that, the general public begins to think, uh-oh, something bad is going on Wall Street. That was the purpose of the Occupy movement.
One more example you give us in your column. After the election of Donald Trump in November of 2016, there was a large group of people moving. My memory is Fifth Avenue. It might have been other roadways in Manhattan, blocking traffic, causing a very bad day. Was that a similar pseudo event?
Yeah, that was a classic pseudo event. Trump got elected, and the demonstrators, the activists, the left in New York City decided that evening to shut down all of Manhattan. They were lying down on intersections. They were lying down on the West Side Highway, obstructing commuters from getting home, which was the proof that it was a pseudo event meant only to attract publicity and attraction to themselves. is the fact that, John, this was in Manhattan, New York. Probably 80% of those commuters had voted for Hillary Clinton. And they were the ones being discomfited by this pseudo event of lying in the middle of the street. And this street theater now has just become repetitive and constant, I think, on the Democratic left. They're always in the street, always attracting attention to themselves, and guaranteed that the cameras will be there to record it and turn it into something in their minds resembling reality.
And then the question, does it work, Dan? What is your measure? These are three good examples. Were they successful at the time? Are they remembered successfully so that they'll sponsor other pseudo events?
You know, I think they are, it's an interesting question. They are short-term events. They're ephemeral, like Occupy and the rest of it. Those things fade from memory. But in the short term, the tremendous amount of publicity that they get can have, I think, a political consequence. People out there have to struggle to avoid this sort of thing and not be affected by it, not to wonder whether or not something real is in fact going on. And in this past week, the purpose, of course, was to elevate Donald Trump. Whether it was Alvin Bragg or the Democratic Party, I think they have concluded that Trump would be the most beatable candidate for Joe Biden. Beatable because he lost the last time, and lost because a lot of independent and suburban voters decided they could not bring themselves to vote for Trump. And the expectation is if they put him, publicize him in this way with this sort of pseudo prosecutions, that he will crack back, that Trump will be Trump again. And if he gets the nomination as a result of sympathy created among Republicans for the political persecution by the Democrats, the calculation is come November 2024, Joe Biden might have a chance of actually becoming president again.
Therefore, we conclude that the Democratic Party sponsoring these events, or the progressives, not necessarily registered Democrats, they call themselves progressives, are going to continue this same endeavor because it works. And it's focused on 2024, but it could be focused on any other event in future, correct? We're looking at a playbook that is celebrated.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's not without reason, because the idea is to attract, quote unquote, media coverage, cameras, press coverage. And by and large, in our time, the media is spinning leftward. The media at some level has a significant degree of sympathy for the political goals of the people staging these pseudo events. So it becomes difficult for the opposition party to try to cause that spin accelerator to move in the opposite direction. So I think the Democrats and the progressives know exactly what they're up to. And the burden is going to be on other Republicans beyond Donald Trump to try to create a counter narrative to the one that's being pushed into the public right now.
Now, one response would be to nominate somebody other than Donald Trump. But at this moment, it's difficult to imagine that given the polls. However, the next pseudo event is in early December. That's a long time to remember what happened in April.
Yes, it is. And that's one thing to keep in mind. I mean, maybe the oldest cliche in the books is, quote, it's early. Well, John, it's early. This is Easter weekend, 2023. Most people would regard Thanksgiving and Christmas as way in the future. And indeed they are. Well, those primaries don't happen until early next year. And if we know anything about politics in our time, it's that anything can happen. A lot of shoes can drop between now and early next year. And they can affect Trump. They can affect Biden. They can affect the way the American people are thinking about their politics. So it is way, way premature to start coming to conclusions about what's going to happen in the 2024 elections.
Yes, it's April to December. Dan, that's forever. You and I do the news every day. We couldn't imagine what's going to happen over the next 7 months. It'd be a foolish idea on our part to write it down.
No, I think the public shares that sense, because although we are in the news business, even we have become somewhat agog at the pace of events that keep transforming the world around us. So we kind of go to work in the expectation that something is going to happen. And indeed, it will. You know, there are special prosecutors investigating both President Biden and Donald Trump. Those reports are going to probably drop sometime later in the year. And there is no way to predict what effect events like that are going to have.
Daniel Henniger, Wall Street Journal editorial page, writing his column Wonderland. I'm John Lennon.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.